Back home in Rochester. It was Tuesday, June 21st, when James and Ellen White arrived back in Rochester. Ellen White reported, "Thankfully, we found our family as well as usual and what was best of all, enjoying the sweet presence and blessing of God." They were not home long before a comprehensive vision was given to her. She wrote, "Last Sabbath, July 2nd, the power of God settled upon me. I was taken off in vision and saw many things of great interest to us. I have scribbled off the vision. It covers 24 pages. Many things were explained to us which we did not understand and which were necessary for us to know. I saw that we must have the truth got out oftener, that the only paper in the land owned and approved of God should come out oftener than once in 2 weeks, while papers that are full of error come out weekly and some oftener than that. I saw that the way was opening for us to extend our labors." Then she was given detailed light relating to the experience of the church groups in Michigan. This called for the writing of many letters, which took several weeks' time. But they were no sooner back in Rochester than they were planning another trip. They would go east by horse and carriage, like on their trip the year before. James White was not well, and working in this line seemed helpful not only to the companies of believers but also to him. They would leave Rochester on August 31st. The work at the printing office pressed hard. Lumen Maston was ill from overwork. Ellen White reported that often it was 10, 12, 2 or 3 o'clock before Stephen Belden and Fletcher Byington returned home from the downtown office. She commented that God has strengthened them, or they must have broken down.